You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little bit later during the trending report, I'll tell you how things might be changing a little bit in the airline industry. And I got to say, I think it's a well-designed move. Whether people will go along with it and actually cooperate is another story. But we'll tell you about that coming up in just a few minutes in trending. And I bring it up because I'm going to be getting on an airplane heading to Dallas, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Oh, man. You know, I own a pair of boots.
Bring them.
That I used to wear once a year when you and I went to the stock show.
That's right. So they're probably still looking good.
They have not been on my feet in at least 6 years.
Shoot. Did your foot get fat? Do they still fit?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm not going to bring them because I'm just doing a carry-on bag and I don't want to take up two-thirds of the bag with a pair of stupid cowboy boots.
You could just wear them on the flight, Dom.
No.
For the entire time.
No.
Your shorts on. And
hey, if we go to the pool, I'll just put them on.
Clop, yeah. Clop, clop, clop.
Hey, I'm getting together with a bunch of old high school buddies. We're going to be 8 of us total. And it's 8 guys from high school all. I wouldn't call it a reunion, but we don't want to wait for the next reunion. We just want to get together. These are the guys that I think you might remember. I went to some golf outings with them a few years ago, and I don't know. So it's just time, and we're going to all meet. Dallas is kind of like a midpoint for everybody.
Okay.
So we're going to get together and just do guy thing. Here's the funny thing. I'm laughing about this because Steve, one of the guys, is like, hey, where I've got us going to dinner. I don't know if it's Friday night or Saturday night. He goes, just keep in mind, we got a cigar bar there. We're going to all be in the cigar bar. And I'm that is such a dude thing when you're getting together to go hang out at the cigar bar at a restaurant.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's a guy thing for sure.
And already two guys like John and Rob have sounded off. They're like, yeah, we'll hang out with you, but we're probably not going to.
You don't want to smell like cigar smoke all night.
Yeah.
I probably will just stay because I don't want that. I mean, I don't need that. I used to smoke cigars when I played poker years ago, but it's like I gave that up. I was like, I don't need cigars.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. I am so looking forward to seeing this great group of guys. Haven't seen many of them in several years. And
well, good,
it's just
man.
It'll be
a good time.
Fun.
I do have one quick question for you. Do you think with that many guys getting together, it's going to be hard to settle on plans and get everybody on the same track and
guaranteed
get to things on time? Because you're really hitting that point with 8 people that it kind of becomes a nightmare, you know, trying to get everyone with a cigar bar at 8 o'clock or whatever.
That's exactly right, my friend. It's the whole herding cats thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know me. Some people are very attuned to schedules. Like you, when you go on vacation, right, you schedule your time everything. When I go on vacation, everything is lax and go with the flow, and I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this might unnerve some people when you try to get 8 people together and coordinate plans and activities and stuff, whereas I'm just going to whatever.
Go with the flow. That's good. That's a great mindset to have when you're going into something like this, you know?
And the thing is, it's funny because it's not like me in my normal life. I am very methodical. And, you know, look, another plug for the trending report. We've got a story coming up in trending where they say you can determine your personality type or whatever by the way you butter your toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the way I butter toast and they are spot on with what they're talking about. They're like very detail oriented, methodical. And I'm like, yes, that's me, but not when I go on vacation.
Okay.
I just
it's
like
a different buttering style at that point.
Yeah. I might not have butter at all. I might put peanut butter on
I might
there
have a waffle.
Time.
What toast?
Right. Give me an English muffin this time.
I'm going to go crazy.
Edge,
I'm on vacation.
I'm living on the edge. Anyway, but it's going to be fun. And you know what? I might text you a photo or whatever from the cigar bar. I know one night is steak night, and I know
I'm not mad at that. Send me that picture, too.
Yeah, there's like a Tex-Mex one night, because it is Dallas.
Sure.
And then another night, I guess, is a steakhouse.
Oh, that sounds dreamy. Can there be a ninth person on this trip?
You know what? I got to tell you something. Since I know these guys, and I know you, you would, except for your fussy ways about having to, you know, be like very scheduled and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Other than that, you would get along with every one of these
guys.
Okay,
well, that's good to know, just in case.
Yeah, they're
good
guys.
Sort of fallout, you annoy somebody and they need a new guy to fill in your spot, and I'll just take the place.
And get a load of this. You know how we always talk about how in a group like that, there's always one person who's a real pain in the ass,
right?
And since I can't think of one, it must be me.
That's because how the rule goes, isn't it?
Right, because the other seven guys, it's like none of them are a pain. They're all really cool. I'm like, God, I wonder if it's
they're
me.
They're all texting about you behind the scenes. Is that Dom? He can never make up his mind when he's with us. He just goes with the flow. He's whatever.
Whatever you guys want to do.
He's whatever guys coming.
Hey, I'm coming from the farthest away. I'm the one who has to fly. The rest of them can all just get in cars and drive to this thing.
Okay,
I'm the one who has to fly to
it. It's a commitment.